Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to my SEO podcast. This is SEO expert and strategist Dagmar Gattel with SEO strategy tips, helping successful entrepreneurs and experts to be ranked number one and converting their traffic to customers and clients with SEO business strategy. In this SEO podcast, we will talk about how to create your endless opportunities online by developing your bird's eye view. And the topic really was found because I have so many entrepreneurs coming to me and they all ask me about how can I be ranked number one, or how can I be on the first page of Google, or how can I gain more traffic, where in reality it's really all about finding your opportunities online. Because you could be ranked for a brand name, you could be ranked for your own name, but it doesn't mean anything. Or you could be ranked for a keyword which brings you traffic to your website, but you really don't have anything to convert them. So it's really all about what is your end goal? Who is it you want to attract, and what's in for them? Let's go back to the title and just define what I mean when I say how to create your endless opportunities online by developing your bird's eye view. So a lot of times, if there are people and you have two ways to look at something, right? You have perhaps the way that you look at something and you break it down in all small elements. So you have a problem and you break it down and define each element of your problem. Or there are other people and they see the problem as a whole. Well, the same with a solution, right? You're looking for a solution and you look for your end solution and then you break it down in the elements, or you look at all the different parts of the solution you're looking for and then you go ahead and see the whole picture. And the bird's eye view is really looking from above, like a bird, down to your problem or to your solution and seeing it as a whole. So when we now use this explanation a little bit for how you can create your ability to look at the internet as a whole and look for the endless opportunities you have online, then you really want to define first, what's your goal? What do you want to accomplish online? Is your goal that you want to make money with a specific product or specific coaching or a specific service? Then you need to define who's your target market. Because you need to have these both. What do you offer and to whom do you offer it, that you can see your opportunities online? There is a huge difference in between being a coach and building your coaching business, building your coaching empire online, or being an author. And you write a book, and especially nonfiction authors, there are awesome, unbelievable opportunities online when you choose a specific niche, when you choose a specific topic. You want to be seen as an authority, because then you can create and write endless books and series about this topic. So your chance of selling this, the same as a coach or a consultant, is so much higher because you are seen as the authority. So you can see the first most important aspect of learning how you can see endless opportunity online from a bird's eye view is you need to know your end goal and you need to know what do you offer and to whom do you offer it. So that's the first step. The second step is to look at and to define who are your competitors. And not only your competitors perhaps in your close radius, but overall, who are your competitors? Who are the ones you're competing with, right? And look at them from what industry are they coming. Because sometimes you just look at the closest competitors and we get the wrong impression that we think if we do the same as what they do, if we create blog posts or videos or do a lot of social media, then we can dominate the niche. But the niche can be so much bigger. And what I mean with this, when I approach something from a bird's eye view, is a lot of times my clients, they're not only looking for coaching, they're not only looking for consulting, they're not only looking for training. Sometimes they're just looking for a book, or they're looking for a webinar, or they're looking perhaps for a conference, right? So your competitors are not only the people with the same occupation, do the same what you do, but your competitor is any solution out there what helps your ideal client to their next level, to move on with their next step. So the second step is really looking at your competitors and seeing what they do, not only your competitors from your occupation, but your competitors from your industry. So after you have a better impression who this is and what the industry is and what is going on in the industry and what are the other solutions available, so the third step you want to take, and that's the most absolute important step for sure when you do business online and when you want to develop your bird's eye view to see the endless opportunities online after you know exactly what do you offer, to whom do you offer it, who's your competitor, is how can you find out where's the gold part, right? Where's the gold part at the end of the rainbow? What activity, what niche, what direction, what focus makes you more money than the other one? Because online, there are three different types of searchers, three different types of people. So the first type, they are researchers, right? So they are researching something, they're researching a problem, they're researching a question, they are searching for an answer, or they're searching for a solution, but they are searching. They're not ready to buy today. They're not ready to shop today. They're not ready to compare anything today. So that's the one type. The other type are the shoppers, the price comparisons, right? So they want to see the features. They want to see the benefits. They want to see what does the product include? What does the service include? And the third type, they are the buyers. They are ready to buy, they did their research, they did their price comparison, or they just buy out of an emotional thrill, right? They're ready to buy because they just want to buy something. Perhaps they had a bad day and they want to please themselves or for whatever reason, but they are ready to open their wallet, take out the credit card, and purchase from you. So if you think these three different types, they have the same percentage online, they don't. So normally the first type, the researcher type, is between 65 and 70%. And then for the other two types, the shopper and the buyer, you have between 10 and 15%. So now when we look at the kind of the third step of developing your bird's eye view after you know exactly what do you offer online, to whom do you offer it online, and who your competitor is, it's really, where is the gold part at the end of the rainbow? And the easiest way how you can see and find the gold part at the end of the rainbow is when you look, where's the search demand? What do people really search for? And what type of searcher searches for what? Because you don't want to have 100% of researchers coming to your site on an ongoing basis who are not ready to buy, but want to look for information, want to look for freebies, right? And a lot of the how-to websites, they can do it because they have perhaps AdSense or they have affiliate marketing. But if you're a coach or if you're an author or a consultant or an expert, you want to have this good variety, this good combination of people. Yeah, for sure, they're researching for free information, but you also have the shoppers, you also have the buyers. And you can evaluate that and you can look at it from a bird's eye view in a way that you need to know exactly what is it your target market, what is it your ideal clients look for. Are they looking for proposals? Are they looking for quotes? Are they looking for comparisons? Are they looking for specific search terms? And the search term identifies, are they serious or not? So if you use a lot of keywords, which is with how-to or is with explaining something or three tips too, then you attract a lot of people who are looking for answers. But you don't know if they are ready to buy. So you want to have on your website, on your online presence, in your social media, a good balance of, for sure, things to that others can relate to you, that others can see you as an authority, that others can build trust you, but also for the searchers who are ready to purchase from you, or ready to compare your service, your product to others. So look for, when you search for keywords, look for the keywords, the money keywords, the commercial keywords, where you can see on the keywords, keywords which include quote or proposal or something related to your industry, related to what you have to offer. So make sure that from a bird's eye perspective, for creating but also finding your endless opportunities, that you have a balance on your online presence, that for sure you want and you need to provide free information, high quality, awesome, unique, I would say very authentic, from something what comes from your expertise, not something from copied from somebody else. But also you need to use the money keywords on your website to really make sure you take advantage of the endless opportunities in your industry, in your market out there. So I hope these thoughts and by me sharing my experience with you, it gives you a better understanding how you can look for the endless opportunities in your industry for yourself and how you can develop your bird's eye view to find them. If you would like to find more information, if you're interested in just developing a little bit more your SEO insider, I invite you to go to my website, SEOstrategyPlan.com. That's SEO, STRATEGYPLAN.com, SEOstrategyPlan.com, and get your free access there to my SEO strategy premium training, including the 7 fatal SEO mistakes successful entrepreneurs make when building their authority online. And includes so much like SEO audio training, the radio podcast, SEO articles, audios, and invitations to live webinars, free SEO Q&A sessions, and so much more. I can promise you, you will gain a much better understanding about the what and the why of creating the best SEO strategy plan for your unique needs. Because ranking online isn't an accident. It is a strategy. This is SEO expert, strategist, and certified SEO master, Dagmar Gattel, signing off today. Have an amazing day and tune in again next week.